Is it possible to find rest in the midst of unrest? I feel like it's been a challenge for us all. When hearts are hurting, chaos is rising, and with the undercurrent of uncertainty, stress and worry can get the best of me. I remember in Matthew 8 how Jesus rested below deck while his disciples feared for their lives in the middle of a massive storm at sea. With the words, "Peace be still," the wind and waves obeyed him. In Matthew 11, Jesus calls to all who are weary and heavy burdened to come to him and find rest. His yoke is easy, his burden is light, and we can find rest for our soul. I believe we are all a bit heavy and burdened these days. Our hearts are heavy. In the midst of cries for change, much needed conversations and action, still we need rest, soul rest. Have you ever experienced rest for your soul? That kind of rest isn't outward. It has nothing to do with the current state of affairs in the world or the reality of my personal circumstances. It's so much deeper than that. It's readily available to us in every single moment of the day, yet how often do we find ourselves empty and exhausted? We try to remedy our heavy and burdened hearts, so we get busy doing all the things to find rest. It becomes a task on our to-do list. Today I will find rest. So we take vacations, we set aside time for self-care, read a book, have coffee with a friend, take a hot bath, or go on a walk to clear our minds. And hear me say, all of those things are great ways to relax and take care of you, which is very important. But have you ever done all the things and still feel weary? Deep inner soul rest comes from only one place, Jesus. I love the words he spoke to his exhausted disciples after a very long day of ministry and large crowds. Mark 6:31. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." You know those days you simply do not stop and so much is going on around you that you forget to eat. Maybe you don't get a chance to eat because you're serving everyone else. Like the disciples on that day, you're empty. Your stomach is empty, but even more so, your soul needs rest. Jesus gently calls us to come to him. And I personally love how it even feels like he gives us permission to stop, get alone with him in a quiet place, and get some rest. Not only are we given permission, we're commanded to keep the Sabbath and rest. And in doing so, what happens is we let go and we trust God is in control. Peace and soul rest are only found in Jesus. That's the truth. The world may be full of unrest, but you don't have to be. Jesus' burden is light. Trust him with what's weighing heavy on your heart today and come to Jesus to a quiet place and get some rest for your soul. I'm Lori Klein.